Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, May the 22nd of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're going to continue with part three, where we're talking about suppressed knowledge, information, if you will. And this suppressed truth, this suppressed knowledge, we want to continue as we get into under over understanding some of the keys of the kingdom that has been suppressed. When I say suppressed, just it's not really promoted. It's not that it's hidden. It's not that, you know, you can't find it. It's not that nobody wants you to know about it. It's just that they're not, you know, they're not really putting it out there for you. You got to do a little digging. You got to do a little digging around. So we talked about suppressed medicine. We talked about suppressed mechanics, and we talked about the suppressed minds. And so when we go through those three areas of that suppression, do we see why the current ingrained reality still exists? So we live in a world where Newtonian physics is still promoted, where people are still focusing on particles and not the wave. And so as long as there is an emphasis on the particle and there isn't an emphasis on the wave, then we will always have a partial manifestation. So In order for you to be successful in life, you got to understand the lost keys of the kingdom. And so the lost keys of the kingdom is what the whole purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is, to give you these keys. And these are keys to your kingdom. So in order for you to be the king, so to speak, of your kingdom or your castle, you have to understand these suppressed keys. And a lot of these suppressed keys are inside of what we call the Helios Biblios. And the biggest suppressed key is the gateway to God, or over understanding the Trinity. So the Trinity that we were given was Father, Son, and Spirit, but we weren't given how that manifest inside the body. So we're not taking away anything from the biblical narrative. We're just adding more meat to it. We're adding a deeper level of understanding. So once you understand what is suppressed, what's suppressed is the biological connection. So all of the, everything in Egypt, every picture that you could show me in Egypt, I can show you in your body, everything. So it's breaking down everything, especially starting with something as simple as the bread of life. So Jesus talks about, and he says that I am the bread of life. And so when we look at the bread of life, it comes from understanding that we're talking about your soul. We're talking about the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. And when we look at that, we're looking at the fact that everything that it's talking about, when it's talking about the bread of life, it's talking about bread, because bread is something that you eat. Something that you eat that allows you to maintain something that we call life. So there's something that we're supposed to eat. There's something that we're supposed to, you know, take in. And we take this in. These are what is called spiritual units. It's where they get the term a spiritual eunuch. So a spiritual unit is in the ancient text, or not the ancient text, or what we see as a spiritual eunuch. So this spiritual unit is allows you to absorb or assimilate certain information. And each one of us have spiritual units. We have spiritual attributes. We have spiritual characteristics. That is the bread you're supposed to eat so you can have life. So without understanding that eunuchs were eunuchs because they were with framing, or they removed the temptation to major in the minors, penis and punani, instead of, you know, product, service, and information, products and purpose. And so without that distraction, without that, so a eunuch is someone who doesn't have the distraction, if we want to use the word distraction, by giving someone low frequencies or low vibration. So it's about understanding the differences in frequencies and wavelengths. And so life manifest through vibration, and it is the differences in vibrations, or this different, that is a vibrational character mark, that brings about or changes different forms or different beings. So each and every one of us is a vibrational being, and each and every one of us has a vibrational mark. And so without understanding that, when the Bible talks about the grain and the seed, the sower, the word, all of that is talking about vibration. It's talking about different, so a different seed is just a different vibration. So without understanding, when the Bible is talking about the seeds, it's talking about vibration. It's talking about frequencies. The body is the tomb. We talked about the word death. So the word death just means a change in vibration. It has nothing to do with the ending of the vibration, because the vibration is eternal. So a wave is eternal. So Romans 1:18 says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and the wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. So the way that truth is suppressed is not by hiding it. The way that truth is suppressed is by lowering the vibration of it. So truth is suppressed when fear is promoted. Let me say that again. That's why they're always promoting fear. That's why everything is about the end of the world. Everything is about, you know, the measles outbreak. Everything is about, you know, somebody getting ready to invade. Everything is about war and pestilence. Everything is about death and mayhem. Everything is about death, 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 because that produces fear. Fear suppresses truth. Wickedness, you know, fun fighting and effing promotes, depresses or suppresses, you know, faith, fruit, and freedom. So when we talk about this, is very important, because we can get into some the specifics. Okay, Doc, what are some of the specifics? Well, as I talked about yesterday, when you combine the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, and the thalamus, it is or activates what is called the crystal light matrix. It is a crystal transducer. So all of the crystals that's inside of the lymph nodes or inside of the endocrine system activate whenever the Trinity is activated. Now, there is a great government program called the Looking Glass Project, based off of some of John Dee's work of scouring, looking into the glass, looking into a mirror. There's a Netflix series out called Black Mirror that focuses on the Montauk Project, Project Woodpecker, Project Bluebeam, all of these government projects that deal with making sure that you never, ever, ever understand the Trinity of crystal transducer becoming a transducer, changing energy. Because what that does is that activates the portal or the gateway. Remember John 10, Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, I stand at the gate. If you look that up in the Greek, that means portal. So Jesus represents the portal or to the gateway into other dimensions or other modalities of consciousness. Let me say that again. Jesus represents the gateway into other dimensions or other modalities of consciousness. That means it's like changing the channel. So your ability to exercise discernment, change the channel, is what they want to keep you to. They want to think that if you're born poor, you're going to die poor. You do not have the ability to change your lot. You do not have the ability to change, you know, your genetic code. Now, back in the day, they used to teach, and everybody believed that if you was born with a genetic predisposition for cancer, that was a wrap for you, boo, nothing that you could do. Now that we know that through Dr. Bruce Lipton's great work, Greg Braden, Joe Dispenza, and like many other people that's breaking down epigenetics, as I've been saying for years, is that mind controls matter. So now we got scientific and biological proof. Just read Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief. So your belief changed your genetic code. Let me say that again. That's suppressed. Even though it's out, it's mind-numbing to me that someone could actually have an issue and believe that there's nothing that they can do about the issue. They just suffer with the issue. So you got more bills than money. You just keep having more bills with money. More bills and less money. There isn't a change in the behavior to actually make an adjustment to address the problem or the issue. You just live with the condition. See, everything is in your mind. Whatever you hold in your mind will tend to manifest in your hands. So if you continue to believe as you've always believed, you will continue to act as you've always acted. And if you continue to act as you've always acted, you will continue to get what you've always gotten. And if you continue to get what you've always gotten, you will continue to remain in the situation that you are always in. So if you want different results in your life, regardless of whether we're talking wealth, health, wisdom, or relationships, you have to think different. Now, what I just said is the foundation of every problem on earth. It's mind-numbing to me that what I just said is suppressed, because everybody knows it, but they don't. So what I just said, your reticular activating system just rejected. Because if what I just said, you used active listening and you actually heard and assimilated what I just said, then right now you would change the way you think. Whatever thought coming into your head, you would reject it and replace it with another one. Even if it's worse, it's better to go backwards than just keep standing Groundhog's Day. I'd rather go the wrong way instead of going no way, instead of just standing in the same rut. Now, see, whatever you hold in your mind is going to occur in your life. That's suppressed. even though it's not suppressed, because the brain cannot comprehend, the brain have difficulty comprehending that statement. See, it is a stroke of amazement upon the mind that results in limited intelligence that prevents you from just considering the possibility that there is a way by which to change your current situation. The reticular activating system, that prohibits you from just considering. Just consider. See, whatever you hold in your mind, you're going to manifest in your hands. That's guaranteed. So if you change what you're holding in your mind, you're going to change what manifests in your hands. Guaranteed. So the whole series that we've been talking about is summed up in that one sentence. Whatever you hold in your mind, you're going to hold in your hands. So why would you hold anything in your mind other than wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationship? Why would you do that? If you know, if you put it in your head, it has to manifest in your hands. It has to show up in your life. You know that. So if you know that, if you know, and all of the science says that, all of the science says whatever you put in your head, so it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. So I'm not saying that poverty, there isn't people that live in very subpar conditions. That is true. But I'm not going to focus my attention or my energy. I'm not going to put that in my head. Because if I do, I'm going to manifest that in my hands. So the best way to stop poverty is to start success. So the best way to stop something is to start something. So to stop thinking about poverty, start thinking about success. Because if you hold success in your hands, you'll hold success. I mean, in your head, you hold it in your hands, and you'll be able to do what my boy Morehouse, the black billionaire Robert, I forgot his last name, just paid for the entire graduating class of Morehouse University. So everybody that graduated from Morehouse University, their college tuition or college debt was paid off. So you can do things like that when you hold a thought of success in your head. That way you can manifest it in your hands. So I don't know, even if you do got poverty, or if you do got a disease, or if you do got ignorance, or if you are in a bad relationship, why would you put that in your head? If you know whatever is in your life, the only way to change it is you change what's in your head. You don't try to change what's in your life. So forget reality. The only thing that matters is your mentality. Now, go out into the world and say that and watch what happens. So we brought into the idea that reality is more powerful than mentality. Big mistake. You can't come back from that, boo-boo. When you make that mistake, it's pretty much a wrap for you. That's the problem with all religion. That's the problem with 99% of the population. They believe what they see. So your goal is to see it and not allow it to affect you. I'm not saying don't believe it. If somebody's out there shooting a bunch of people, don't walk out there and say, I don't believe that's happening, because you're going to get shot too. So you see the reality of what's going on, because it's designed to make you feel it. So you got to be able to have event recall without the negative emotion that comes with the event. Because it is your ability to understand the life energy or the life source of the energy that everybody has that's suppressed. What is suppressed? What I talked about last night in my private Kingdom NS Training Center class. What did we talk about? We talked about that very basically, very simply, everything contains the fullness. Everything contains the all. Everything contains the totalities. Everything contains the Godhead. Everything contains the universal unit of consciousness. It carries all information. It carries all power. And it's all everywhere. It's all simple. And it's all loving. Now, that's suppressed. Now, let me say that again real slow. So you live in a universe that is a unit of consciousness. You are an individual unit of consciousness. You are an individual expression of consciousness. As an individual expression of consciousness, you contain three things, five things, but the three, the main, the top three are all-knowing, all-power, all-present. So if it's all-present and it's all-knowing and it's all-power and you contain it, why you got a problem? Because that what I just said is not in your head. So somebody told you that you're not all-present. So how can you, again, try an experiment at home, get two cups of water, pour them into the bowl, into a bowl, and then separate them. That's your homework. And film it if you can separate it. Now, dye the water. Dye blue water and dye another cup of water, red or green or some other color. And pour the blue water and the red and green water into a bowl. And then once you pour them into the bowl, try to separate the water. I got 10 grand for you if you can separate it. Let me say that again. So if I got waves and I intermingle the wave, how do I separate the waves? Answer, you can't. So you are a wave, and now I'm a wave. Waves can't be separated, so why do you think you're different from me? So black people think that they're better than white people, or white people think they're better than black people, or Hispanic people think. So we got waves. See, the fact that you don't know this is suppressed. If you knew this, then you cannot hate me. No matter how much you dislike me, you know that me and you are one. You know that my frequency and your frequency intermingle somewhere. Now, if we're particles, okay, I can take, again, next experiment, go outside, find two rocks, put them two rocks in a bowl together, shake them around, cover it up, and then uncover it, and voila, what do you got left? Take two particles of anything. Take two rocks, put them in a bowl, and can you separate the rocks? Absolutely. They don't mesh. As long as you're a particle, you're separated from source. As long as you think the way that you think. Now remember the statement that we read, the most suppressed statement in the world. And again, this is the bottom line. Now, I could talk for another 3 hours, you know, I can go through all my notes that I have. I was going to break down the pineal gland and the thymus. I was going to give you the biology of the hypothalamus, the thalamus, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland. We're going to get into talking about the dicyphalon, which is basically a word that translates into the interbrain. And I was going to get into all the biology of understanding the thalamus and how it controls the sensory signals throughout the entire body. And if you could understand what they call the VPL, ventral, posterior, lateral, that's the inner balls that I was talking about yesterday that I posted on my Facebook page. You got to see it. It looks just like, you know, the male genitalia, but it's inside your head. So men, you got two sets of balls. Women, you got ovaries and balls. But, you know, again, I was going to get into all the biology of that, but, you know, hey, we're going to talk about that. But all of that is summed up in one statement. Real simple. Whatever you hold in your head will manifest in your hands. Whatever you hold in your mind will occur in your life. If you continue to hold the belief that you have right now, you will continue to act in the way that you're acting right now. So if you're acting like a millionaire and you got a millionaire or a billionaire or a trillionaire, whatever floats your boat, whatever curl your toes, boo-boo. I know I don't want to get too far because I know I'm a little, you know, touched in the head. And if, you know, if you give me too much money, you know, I might start acting a little bougie. So, you know, hey, I just know $1 million, I'm good. So now let me make sure you understand that statement, because if I get into the biology of it, I may lose somebody. But again, if you want the biology of it, I got all the biological proof. I got all the cosmological proof. I got all the theological proof of what? What is suppressed is the fact that you are a single standing column of waveform energy. You are so powerful that the difference between man and angels is really none. because angels can manifest in the physical plane by taking on physical form, and we can manifest in the spiritual plane by taking on spiritual form. So the inability for us to understand that statement is the reason why you stay in the physical form and you never go into the spiritual form where I do. So I live understanding that I am an individual universal unit of consciousness and that I contain all information, that I'm all present, that I'm all power, I'm all simplistic, and I'm all benevolent, just like my father. So again, the offspring of the thing contain the same attributes and characteristics of the thing. This is called the pleroma or the pleru or the fullness or the all totalities. I call it the life optimization circle of divine attributes and characteristics. So what I'm going to I had a great idea, not idea, but one of my clients asked me, hey, doc, send me a, and I'm willing to pay for it. And I thought about, you know what, this is my next product. So one of my clients say, you know, that life optimization chart, the expanded one with the 12 numbers and color-coded. I did some for a few clients. I did color-coded life optimization charts because, you know, each number has its own color, and, you know, colors are frequencies. So by looking at the color, this is called chromatics. This is the psychology of color. So the number one is red. So that means if you look on the chart and you got the number one anywhere on the chart, then that piece of the chart is highlighted in red. So I did one. And I had a client say, man, I want that in a 11 by 14 framed on something that is really that's permanent, so I can put on my wall right alongside of my freaking college degree, my certificate. I want to hang it on the wall. I want to put up my life optimization circle of divine attributes and characteristics, so that way I can, when I'm sitting in my office, I can just look up at it and I can see the attributes and characteristics that's downloaded inside of me. So if I ever have a thought, if I ever have a bad day, if I'm ever vibrating on low, all I got to do is just look at it. Just look at the symbol of the greatness that I contain inside of myself. And so there's never a doubt. So I would never, ever operate or vibrate on a low frequency. And I would never, ever be affected by a frequency outside of me, because the frequency inside of me is more powerful than the frequency outside of me. Because if I can hold it in my head, I'm guaranteed to manifest it in my hands. So whatever I hold in my head will manifest in my hands. But if I continue to hold something, because all I got to do is look at what you got in your hands right now, I know what you got in your head. So the way that I can tell how people think is I look at their fruit. Because the Bible says, again, I'm not a leaf inspector, I'm a fruit inspector. So when I look at trees, I look for the fruit. So when I walk past a fig tree and it ain't got no fruit, I do what Yahushua did. I curse the tree. Because the tree ain't got no faith in itself. So if you got faith, but you ain't got no fruit, that means you have no freedom. And so you can have all the faith you want, but your faith should produce fruit, and your fruit should lead to freedom. Not freedom that the world gives, but the freedom that comes from soul. That's suppressed. The process of getting out of suppressed meta, what we talked about in part one, suppressed, we all know that there's natural cures. Dr. Sabi, we talked about, you know, Dr. Bob Beck, you know, Jethro Klaus, man, there's just thousands of people out there that's cured every known disease to man. And now all the new science is coming out that says that, okay, you don't need to cut nobody. You don't need no pill. We talked about the placebo effect. So I can give you a sugar pill, and if you believe that sugar pill works, you know, there was a study that came out about Prozac that basically Prozac has nothing in it that's really beneficial. How many people are on Prozac? And they believe that Prozac works, and so beep, it works. Because the placebo effect means that if you believe in it, I mean, isn't that what the same thing that the Bible says? Didn't Jesus say it is done unto you as you believe? Didn't Jesus say if you say it to that mountain, be removed and cast to the sea? So all of the science is finally aligning up with Scripture. Now, thankfully, I've had both all my life. Well, not all my life, but after I came into the knowledge. So suppressed medication, suppressed medicine, suppressed mechanics. We talked about that yesterday. Since your mechanics is off, your mind is off. But everything starts with the mind. So if the mind is off, the mechanics, what you do every day is off. And if what you do every day is off, the chemicals that you are releasing, because based upon epigenetics, you control dopamine. You control serotonin. You control melatonin. You control vasopressin. You control oxytocin. So you're in love only to the degree that you think you're in love, because the brain controls the chemical that you call love. So if I take away the chemical, I'll take away your love. And if I give you the chemical, I give you back your love. So are you in love? Depends on if it's in your brain. If it ain't in your brain, it's not going to be. Because remember, the mind, as a man thinketh in his, so is he. So the mind is suppressed, which means the ability to produce the chemicals is suppressed, which means your immune system is suppressed, which means you got disease. Now, again, Dr. Bruce Lipton and all of these great doctors have already proven that every disease known to man exists inside the body. Now, it's amazing to me. Let me say that statement again. Now, I got the book and the video if you need the proof. Every disease known to man exists inside of everybody's body right now. The only reason it doesn't manifest is your immune system suppresses it. Now, that is the suppressed truth that nobody knows. So think about, you got cancer cells. Now you know when you get a vaccination shot or you go flu shot, they actually give you the flu. The body produce antibodies to fight it, and so that's how they keep you from getting it. Y'all do know that's how, you know, immunology works. So your immune system is so powerful that, now remember, this is called ASMR. Again, that's suppressed. Have you ever heard, now again, Dr. T, who I don't know, just recently joined up with the Life Management System. I interviewed her on the show, had cancer 30 years ago, in her lymph nodes. They sent her home to die. She's still here. She cured herself with her brain and her diet. And now, like everybody else, she's teaching it. She wrote a book called Lymphology. And guess what her book is about? She sent me a copy of her book. I read it. It's a powerful book. Guess what it's about? The lymph nodes. Now, you do know that the lymph nodes and the immune system are exactly the same. But they don't, medical doctor, they won't tell you that they're the same. So if you don't know that your lymph nodes, which is, again, the automatic sensory meridian lines response system, ASMR, it overrides your RAS, your reticular activating system. So right now, the reason why you can't change your mind is because of your reticular activating system, because it's a habit, because you've done it so many times. So now remember, the way that I change my behavior is what I teach everybody. Now I call it kleronomics, the household management of the soul, because from the Greek word kleros, this is cellular communication. So the key to all communication in the body is making sure that your cells can communicate with each other. Once cellular communication is interrupted, now this again is a Latin phrase that's based upon when you take these three parts of the body, the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, and the thalamus, and you put them all together, or they work together. Now this is like, wow. If I hadn't read it, researched it, looked at the microscope and seen it myself, and understanding the what is called the aeon telates, the inner brain in the ancient texts. I've never heard it taught. I've heard people say that the pineal gland is the third eye. That's not all the way true. Now remember, they always give you a partial truth. So everybody's working on being alkaline and everybody's eating healthy and everybody's about activating their third eye, but what about the pituitary gland and the thalamus gland? What about the other two pieces of the puzzle? It's the same trick that they did in the garden. So in the garden, you ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You got good and you got evil. So everybody's trying to be good and they're trying not to be evil. Okay, that's the effect. What is the cause of good and evil? So I don't deal with effects. I'm a metaphysician. I deal with meta means before physical. So before anything physical happens, so before you go to the store and steal something, what was the cause? That's what I deal with. I deal with causality. I don't deal with morality. That's the difference between what I teach and everybody else. So everybody else is teaching you how to be moral. I'm not. I'm teaching you how to be the cause of morality. Because then now you don't need no carrot. You don't need to be fear. You don't need to jump. You don't need to jump to no hoops, because your morality comes from causality. See, you can get morality from causality, but you cannot get causality from morality. You can't legislate morality. They've been trying to do that for years. It doesn't work. But guess what? What if you are the cause of everything that happens in your life? What if you understand how to cause things to happen instead of like, oh, shizness, this happened to me. I don't know why it happened. So what if, just for shins and giggles, what if you could over understand Colossians 2:9? So in Colossians 2:9, it says, for in him is you. That's the first problem. The first problem, you think him is out there, but because you don't know that the kingdom of God is within. A lot of us don't. A lot of us don't know that Jesus said that any man who does not believe that Jesus Christ came inside the body is not of God. So that you think Jesus is out there walking around somewhere. You don't know that Jesus is in here. So you don't know that you are a self-contained Toronto bubble of Christ consciousness. You don't know. That's suppressed. What is suppressed, Doc? What's suppressed is your true identity. So you think you're Paul Critter. You still think that you are a human, even though the word human is not in the Bible. It's not in the King James Bible, nowhere. Now, people bring up the word Jonah because they talk about humanity, but again, that's talking about a sea monster. It's not talking about you unless you are a sea monster, unless you're Leviathan. I'm not Leviathan. So therefore, I'm not a hue, color, bit light being, a hue existence, light existence. But the light is colored light. What does that mean, though? Well, that means that it's fractured. That means it's broken. That means that fallen angels. So that's when I did the series that saying that we are fallen angels, that's what that was based upon, understanding how if you shine straight white light through a prism, what do you get? Color. So the powers that be, they sold you something that's not true. Colossians 2:9 says, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That means inside of my body, the fullness of God. What is the Godhead? The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. What is the Father, Son, and Spirit? The pineal gland, the pituitary gland, and the thalamus, based upon the ancient text. So all of that dwells inside my brain. And so it says, and if you got that, it says you are complete. That's the word teleiates in the ancient text. That's eon or ion teleiates. That means that you can eternally communicate. That means that every cell in your body can communicate with each other. This is cellular communication. Do you know how to develop the cell phone? They reverse engineered your brain. Do you know that the cell phone is based upon what I just said? It's called, again, a brain transducer. That's your brain is a brain transducer. Now, let me make sure you understand who you are, because right now you probably don't know who you are, just like all of us. Now, inside the brain, inside of the nucleus of the thalamus is something called the massa intermedia. That's where we get the word mass media. Look at the word. It's spelled M-A-S-S-A. Massa. A massa. Y'all remember back in the day, Negroes used to call the master massa. That was no T. It's kind of like the word water. We replaced the T with the D. If you're from the South, we don't say water. We say wada. Like, what up? So this word, M-A-S-S-A, this changes the globe. So in the book, The Lesser Keys of Solomon and The Greater Keys of Solomon, they drew a drawing, and the drawing had a statue, and the eyes of the head ran straight through to the center of the head and through the brain to the middle of the brain. And in The Lesser Keys of Solomon and The Greater Keys of Solomon and the book of the coming forth by day and night, the book of the dead, the Egyptian book of the dead, and all the ancient texts that I've read, it got this strange drawing of a head and light coming through the eyes going into, and that exact angle of light is exactly the way that the pyramid is built. So the pyramids in Egypt, all the pyramids in Egypt are built the exact same way. That if you look at the cross side view section of the image of a human head and the brain, and if you look at the way that all of the sacred sites in Egypt are, they all reveal three important glands inside the head. All of the architecture in Egypt and all of in Quetzalcoatl in Mexico and over in China and over in Japan everywhere around the world, the same architectural structure, connecting these same three parts. And this is called massa intermedia, where we get the word mass media. Now, all of the Founders Fund, I told you guys on part one, go to Google, type in the word Founders Fund. And every program that you do, from Uber to Facebook to Instagram to your cell phone to pumping gas to Netflix, everything that you do is owned and controlled by the Founders Fund. Your boy Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, your boy from Facebook, what are they doing? They are manipulating those three things. They are manipulating the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. They are manipulating the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, and the thalamus. I recommend you control your own. You write your own script. Now, for me, this is my movie. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I followed the dominant culture, and somebody else programmed my brain, and I was a good house Negro. That's when I was young, dumb, and stupid. I ain't young, dumb, and stupid no more. I write my own script. Only way you write your own script, you got to think for yourself. Only way you can think for yourself is you got to examine your automatic sensory meridian response. You got to change your ASMR. You do. If you leave it to the dominant culture, they're going to change. Your ASMR is controlled when those three come together. When the walls of those three organs, it's you got to see it underneath the microscope, man. It's crazy. It only exists in certain people. Scientists are trying to figure out is if you're born with it or if it's developed. Interesting. Scientists cannot figure out. Everybody doesn't have the massa intermediary or the massa intermedia. In other words, everybody don't have mass media. Everybody don't have access to mass media. So what is mass media? Now again, spiritual mass media is what we're talking about, or biological mass media. Now, the ASMR, it's a feeling of well-being that is combined with a tingling sensation at the top of the scalp that goes down the spine because you're sending a frequency, a wave of vibration that boosts the immune system so you can fight off any disease. But it's at the King Arthur and the Knight of the Round Table. So the Circle of Willis represents King Arthur. He's a king and he's an author. Now, an author, again, this is deep. I don't know how deep you want to go, but if you look at, now, I'm an author. So the author is the creator or the originator of any written work, such as a book or a play or a poem. The author is the creator or originator. Heavenly Father, touch the minds, hearts, wills, emotions, imagination, intellect of your people. So the author allows you to be authorian, or to be the authorian. Now, to have a authorian mindset is a form of government characterized by strong central internal mental disposition. An author gives you the ability to have the authority. It makes you autocratic. So instead of you being subject to a totalitarian system, you now are underneath your own authoritarian system. So the author allows you to be and establish your own authority, and it makes you and gives you your own authoritarian, the ability to enforce strict obedience to the authority of the author. So King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. The Round Table is the cranial nerves. King Arthur represents the 13th sign. That's suppressed. So Jesus, there was 12 disciples. Jesus was the 13th sign. That's why there's no 13 floors and no hotels. The 13th floor is always missing. The 13th zodiac sign is missing. The 13th cranial nerve is missing. Everything is based upon the law of 12, not the law of 13. Because the 13, that's the suppressed truth. There is no 13. Why is 13 demonized? Why do we watch movies called Friday the 13th? Everybody's afraid of Friday the 13th because the 13th represents Jesus. Because Jesus had 12 disciples. Look at the table of the Last Supper, the 13th sign. Jesus was right in the middle, six on one side, six on the other. The 13th sign is the Ophiuchus. What is Ophiuchus? Serpent holder. This is the power to control the serpent. What is the serpent? The Kundalini and the Kundalbuffer. What is that? That's the pyramid. What's the pyramid? That's the pyro, fire, mid, fire in the middle of your back. That's the oil in your back. That's the Christos. That's the Christ. That's suppressed. You won't hear nobody teaching that on Sunday morning. So the ability to control the oil in the middle of your spinal cord, that's your emotions. So if somebody calls you out your name, you get emotional. Something happens, you do not have the ability to exercise self-control. What is the ability? What is all power on earth? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Meaning you're above the law when you exercise those emotions. Do you know anybody that exercises those emotions? Think about it. Do you know anybody that exercises love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control? Very few. That's a few. Ain't very many. All you got to do is say the right thing and push the right button. All of a sudden, let me say it one more time. So everybody has this ability, and I know I lost my sound for a second. Let me make sure we plug back up. Let me see if I can hear myself. Bear with 1 second, folks. Let me double check. And I think I can. Let's see. So, J Money, if you can hear me, brother, give me a thumbs up. Let me know, man, before I continue. Because I don't even know. How far? Let's see. Yep, I lost audio. So I got a lot of people telling me that I lost audio. So if you guys can hear me, if somebody can hear me before I continue, just let me know. You can hear me okay? Okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure where I left off at. or where the audio dropped, which does happen, you know, from time to time. You know, I'll be over here waxing eloquently. So thank you guys so much for texting me and letting me know whenever the audio does drop, because you guys know, especially with these topics and these subjects, you know, we're using their system, so I'm sure that they're not too, you know, fond of me sharing this information on their network. So I'm not sure where the sound dropped, where I got cut off at, but let me just continue. I was breaking down a talking about, and it's interesting that the sound dropped at that point, because, you know, brothers and sisters, I didn't sign up for this. I did not ask. This is just my lot. Remember, you don't choose your purpose. Your purpose chooses you. Now, I got $10,000. If you can go to Google, Facebook, or your favorite search engine, and type in the word MASSA and the word intermedia, and prove me wrong. I got $10,000. I'll sign over to you if you can prove all science wrong. Because if you can prove all science wrong, then I'll stop teaching. I will go into retirement. I will stop everything that I'm doing. I will never do another show. I will never do another one-on-one. I would never counsel anybody. I would never do it. I would rather die first instead of teach error. That's why, you know, I'm not in this for the money. The money's great. I'm in this for the payoff. The payoff is the feeling that I get that when I have a positive impact on somebody else's life. Because I remember when I was a young boy and I didn't know where I was going to stay. And I remember my friend said, "Hey, man, my mama, she like, we're, there's already three." And I remember, man, going over to his house and named Emma Shorts. And she let me come in. She already had three other dudes living in her house. She already had three sons of her own and two daughters. And she just lived in a little bit shack as it was. And she said, "I don't have a lot, but if you need somewhere to sleep, get you a blanket and a pallet. I mean, make your pallet on the floor." And that's why I slept at, man. And that lady changed my life. So I would rather, you know, I'm not in the, you know, money's great, man. Let's keep it real. You got to pay your bills. But this is not for me. It's not flash and dash. I'm not interested in, like, God like that. I'm not interested in religion. I don't really care if I go to hell or heaven. I'm not interested in that. That doesn't motivate me. Fear, like, I've looked fear. When you've experienced death, so to speak, when you've looked down the barrel of a gun and you've done things, death doesn't, you're not motivated by death anymore. You're not motivated by going somewhere else and having a party. I don't want to die and go to heaven. You know, if there is such a place, that's awesome. But I'm right now, I got children that look me in the eye right now. I got sons. I got daughters. You know, I need to get shit done today. I'm not trying to hold on for next Sunday and come back for my blessing. I'm not that dude. So when I go to the Father, when I go to Source, I'm going because I want some freaking answers. And I want answers now. I'm not one of these dudes that sit around here and play church and talk in circles to people that are serious. Now, the people that's playing games, I ain't telling them nothing. But I can pick up your vibe. You're just trying to, you listen to find fault in what I say. You know, if that's you, man, go kick rocks. I'm asking you to go and research and type this information in and look at it for yourself. You are wired in a way that it is impossible for you to experience what you're experiencing in your life. The only way for you to experience something called poverty, sickness, your immune system is so powerful, it's impossible for you to be sick. The only way for you to be sick is if your cells don't talk to each other. That's the only way for society to be sick, the only way for an organization, a culture, if you got a company, the company is guaranteed to make money unless the CEO, the COO, CFO, and now everybody in the company, the leadership, they're not talking. Communication is the key to everything. That's why Source is always, the word Father means Pater. The word patar means generator. He's always talking to you. We just ain't listening. I just saw a video where the guy broke down, I don't know how they do it, but they broke down the sound of the stars and the planets. And they all, it's like a symphony. It's like there's a freaking orchestra going on up in heaven or going on in the stars. And inside of your body, you have an organ, and each organ has a orgellus. Now, do not believe me. Go to your whatever your favorite search engine and type it in. Type in human anatomy, a human cell. Type in the orgellus. And what is the orgellus? It's like the word organ, except it has E-L-L. Anytime you see the word E-L, it means God. So what the orgellus or the orgellon or the orgellion, depending on who you talk to, what does it mean? Well, it's similar to the nucleus or the mitochondria or the ribosomes. It's in that it makes energy, it makes protein, it makes a process. It's like the brain. Except what it does is it always generates new parts for everything inside the cell. Now remember, this is the organ inside of the organ. That's inside of an organ. That's inside of an organ. So what am I saying? It means that you are designed not to die. Your cells are eternal, as proven by the book I told you guys. It's on the internet for free, called The Immortal Cell. And I'm not talking about, you know, what's her name, Henrietta Lacks, the black guy. I'm talking about the book, The Immortal Cell. So your cells, that's where the word, you know, aeon, teleos, that's where that word comes from. Why is that so important? This is all the biological, the cosmological, and we ain't even getting to the theological proof of what, Brother Will? That this knowledge is suppressed. What is the knowledge? The knowledge that is being suppressed is that you are not a pole creator. The knowledge that is being suppressed is that you are fearfully, wonderfully made in the image of your Father. The knowledge that is being suppressed is Colossians 2:8, which is that inside of you, the fullness of the Godhead dwells inside of a body. You are complete. You don't lack nothing. You are the head of all principalities and power. Head. That means you are the authority. That means you are in charge. You are the head Negro in charge. But you give away your power to the dominant culture or to some organization or to some reverend, some doctor, some bishop, and you take orders from other Negro. And you shouldn't. You don't look up or down. You look a man in the eye. Ain't no better than you. You bring stuff to the table. When you go to the potluck, you bring a dish. You are the dish. You are the product. You are the service. You are the information. So this lack of mass media, which is mass communication, that's the problem. The problem is there is a lack of communication between yourselves. This is the spiritual mysteries or the mystery that is hidden. The universe, that's you. You are the universe. The word uni means one. Verse means song. You are the one song. You should take all of your instructions from the, remember, this word means intra-brain. It means interior brain. What word? Whenever you combine the pineal gland and the pituitary gland and the thalamus together, it means a word. And that word means inter-brain. It means the interior brain. That awakens and enables what they call Anjna, A-J-N-A. That means telepathic communication. That's how you activate the third eye. That's what the Bible says. If that eye be single, great is your power. And what is your eye? It's not just one organ. It's three. That three-stranded cord that it talks about in the book of Ecclesiastes. How does it consist? What does it work? What is the anatomy of it? The lens, the cornea, and the retina. Those three organs, they all have a lens, a cornea, and a retina. They all do something. They all produce serotonin, melatonin. Now, again, they all modulate. They all control your sleeping patterns, your working patterns, sex drive, seasons, hormones. So all of your secretions, all of your secrets, and all of your harmony, your hormones, come from these three organs. And they activate, or they are activated, or they have, guess what they got inside of them? Now, there's a great scientist by the name of Dr. Graham Blackwell. But his first name is spelled G-R-A-H-A-M-E, like Grammy. Dr. Graham E or Graham Blackwell, B-L-A-C-K-W-E-L-L. He was the first guy to discover what is called the calcite microcrystals. That means inside of these organs is crystals that produce an electrical field known as piezoelectricity. And it is activated based upon these crystals, and these crystals produce an internal electromagnetic field which connects with the external electromagnetic field. That's mass communication, the ability to communicate with source on a mass level. This is the biology behind the theology that I'm talking about. So this is all, quote-unquote, biologically proven. So that's the biology behind what I'm talking about. Now, the reason why that's so important is that each and every one of us has this power or this ability to connect with source. Now, brothers and sisters, this is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice today has this power, if you want to use the word power, or this potential. And that is, you can connect with God. The inside of you can connect. And the way that you do that is by understanding one of the most important keys of the kingdom. And that is, you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. And what is this treasure? Christ, this oil that amplifies, that communicates eternal within the body. To the degree that you can understand that suppressed piece of information. Now, again, that's the biology behind what I just said, which was what? Whatever you hold in your mind tend to occur in your life. Whatever you hold in your mind, you're going to hold in your hands. So if you continue to hold a belief in your mind, you will continue to hold that belief in your hands. And right now, the belief that you hold in your mind is great, but there's a greater belief. And the greater belief that you should hold in your mind is the open understanding of the function of the thalamus, the hypothalamus, the pineal gland, and the pituitary gland. Because if you understand that three-stranded cord that is not easily broken, now you activate what is called the gateway or the portal to God. That means that you are in a divine connection with God. So this massa intermedia is called the doorway or the gateway to God. Now, what's missing is the understanding of the biological aspects of these three glands when they work together. So when these three glands work together, they create or activate what is called the crystal light matrix, and you become a crystal light matrix engineer. You become an architect. So you are a spiritual architect. So now you have to able to build what is called the crystal cathedral, so to speak. That's the body. So in all of the ancient texts, this is what Freemasonry is all about, actually. They get into understanding, but they do it through a bunch of rituals and stuff. They don't do it through connection with source. They don't do it through having a personal, private, productive relationship with God. So your ability to understand that as a builder, as a priest, as an ambassador of Christ, you take your design, your pineal gland, the pituitary gland, and the thalamus, and you understand that it activates the caduceus, if you will. That's that snake symbol that's found inside of all medical, it's that staff with a snake around it. That represents, Hermes thrice greatest, or Thoth Hermes, which gets into what they call the triad, which is, the Holy Trinity. So all of this gets very, very, very confusing when you start thinking about or start talking about it from a biological perspective. All you got to do, just from a scientific perspective, it activates what they call astral or inner sight or your second sight. It brings about a synchronicity inside of the brain. Now, we can go really, really deep into the sacred geometry of the ancient text and the biology of this, what you need to understand is that the synchronicity that is produced establishes what is called a unit of consciousness, and that's what you are. You are a self-contained toroidal unit of consciousness, and everything that's inside of your circle of divine attributes and characteristics based upon, again, your frequency, your wave, and your automatically drawn to you. And when that's drawn to you, that allows you to be you. So, again, the way that you be wealthy is for you to be you. The way that you be healthy is for you to be you. The way for you to be wise is for you to be you. The way that you are able to have a great relationship is for you to be you. It's when you start being fake or when you don't know you that you're not able to send out the pattern of your unit of consciousness so that way you can connect with your material equivalent and you can organize or you can flow with the universal unit of consciousness, which means that you're able to connect with all or everything that's inside of your atmosphere or your circle of influence. That's what a universe is. A universe is a self-contained toroidal energy. It simply means that it is held together by electricity and magnetism. So are you. You produce electricity and magnetism. And since you produce electricity and magnetism, you are your own cosmos or your own cosmology. The same way the Father runs the cosmos upstairs, so to speak, you run the cosmos downstairs. And I talked about that again yesterday. So to the degree that you understand that medicine has been suppressed, mechanics has been suppressed, and last but not least, your mind has been suppressed. Once you understand that, then everything changes. So now you're able to do something that very few people can do, and that is you are designed by God to rule your circle of influence with your circle of divine attributes and characteristics that I call your life optimization circle. You control your circle the exact same way God controls his circle. So God's circle is called the cosmos. It's called the universe. It's called the entire globe. It's called, you know, the totality of everything. So the way that Source, God, as we refer to him, her, it, whatever floats your boat. So God has certain attributes and characteristics. And God uses his attributes and characteristics to control his cosmos. When you are designed, you are a mini version of a bigger version. So you're supposed to control, you are designed by God to rule your circle of influence, specifically your body, your organs, your cells, and everything inside of your body, you know, your little world, your family, your house, whatever it is that you have in your circle of influence. You have a circle of influence. And you're supposed to control, if you want to use that word, you're supposed to have dominion. You're supposed to have authority over your circle of influence. And the way that you are to bring about, you know, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control in your circle is by using your divine attributes and characteristics that was given to you by Source. And those are expressed through primarily those four numbers that I gave you, which are your life path number, your expression number, your soul urge number, and your outer personality number, which comes from two other numbers that gives you a total of 12 numbers altogether, which gives you a total of 12 attributes and characteristics that's given to you by Source. Really, there's 13, and they match up exactly with King Arthur and the Round Table, and that is your Circle of Willis. And it is expressed through your ASMR, or the 12 primary meridian lines that run through your body that connect with the 12 primary tectonic plates in the earth that connect with the 12 constellations that connect with the 12 zodiac signs that connect with the 12 our nerves inside of the circle of Willis. And so this Kirka, this circle of influence, this circle of power, this circle of divine attributes and characteristics, that circle goes on and on and on to infinity and beyond. To the degree that you can understand that piece of information, is the degree that you're able to vibrate on a higher level. Because then you understand that nothing can penetrate that circle. And even when something does, you got the power, because Source has given you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm you. So you have this power. You have this ability. Your job is to simply understand that the information has not been suppressed. And again, we just scratching the surface. You know, we didn't really get into a lot of the other stuff when we look at, for example, if we look at how our eyeballs are made, and inside of each one of your eyeballs is something called calcite crystals. Your inner ear, inside of the ear, contains the same thing. And they produce an electrical field. And all of your organs and every blood cell in your body produces an electrical field. Every blood cell in your body, when you look at it underneath the microscope, it has these calcite microcrystals in your blood and in your organ and all throughout the entire body. Well, these are activated. These carry, or they allow, or they are enable, kind of like a built-in wireless transmitter. It's like a cellular communication. So this enables us to connect with higher frequencies, or what some people call the spirit realm or the spirit world. So your ability to understand that, and that's always represented in the ancient texts and in pictures by a symbol that's called a pine cone. So the pine cone represents the pineal gland, because it's known all throughout Europe, Egypt, Mexico, the Far East, the Vatican. You see pine cones everywhere. The Pope has a staff that has a pine cone in it. Especially the Egyptian god Horus is always pictured with a staff with a pine cone in it, because that represents the all-seeing eye. So what does that mean? So the all-seeing eye, the ability for you to see, and in the ancient text, this is called the eye of providence. So the eye of providence, the all-seeing eye, that eye on the back of your dollar bill, the eye that's on the top of the capstone, every time you see the all-seeing eye, that's representing suppressed knowledge. What is that suppressed knowledge? The massa intermedia, which is the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, and the thalamus. When those three work together, then that activates your wireless communication system. So that way you can communicate with God, so to speak, you know, through mental telepathy or true telepathy, meaning that you have discernment. You have the ability to perceive. You can sense. You can pick up stuff. You got your sixth sense is activated. Now, all of this, there's books and books and books that talks about what is called the electrical mechanism of the role of the electrical mechanism and transducing, or the ability to be what they be transductive or translucent. Now, all of this is talked about inside of a book called The Eye of Providence, which simply means your ability to activate the internal wireless communication system that is you. That was a great book. Let me see. What was the name of that book? Let me see if I can find it here. That had a lot of information that talks about how the body produces what they call a biomineralization, meaning that this is how the crystals inside of the body activates or produces an electromagnetic biological transductive mechanism. The pineal gland, the pituitary gland, and the thalamus, when they come together. Now, this has all been scanned and been measured by Dr. Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza. All these guys, you know, have proven how all of the neural systems secrete melatonin, serotonin, and establish this biomineralization that activates these small crystals inside of these organs that allows you to communicate with Source or to communicate with God. That is what the third eye is. Under open understanding how you interact with the electromagnetic field. Why is that important? That's the only way to change your behavior. How do you change your behavior? Be the field. How do you be the field? Maintain a mental disposition of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why is that? That controls particles. Particles are individuals or behavior. Individual behavior is controlled by Source. So as long as you are communicating with Source, you have the same attributes and characteristics of Source. So that is the biology behind the suppressed truth that brings about what you and I call salvation, what you and I call the ability to, you know, be or do, you know, things based upon benevolence. Because remember, the Father, Source, the field, is all present, it's all power, it's all knowledge, all knowing, it's all simple, and it's all benevolent. So if your mindset is like that, then you are a source. You are the field. That means that you're not the pen that people write on. You're the paper that people write on. So you are the paper, you are the pen, and you are the writer. So that means you are controlling all systems. All three systems are underneath your influence because you are connected to the big G. You are connected. You are an individual unit of consciousness that's connected to the field or connected to all consciousness. And as long as you maintain that, then that allows you to override the ingrained error, what we call tradition, if you will, and operate in suppressed truth. And then that allows you to bring this truth that has been suppressed, which is simply you bring about what you think about. Although it's just that simple, it is just that difficult. Because there's a lot of people who don't understand that if you be the wave, that's oneness. You cannot be the particle, that's division. So division is caused when we get into particle physics and start getting out of wave physics, because vibration controls or establishes what you and I call particles, people, individual behavior. So your job is to not just be the program or to be manipulated by the program. Your job is to write the program. You want to be the programmer, not the programmee. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much. I do apologize for the drop in the sound or disconnecting. You know, that stuff does happen. But thank you guys so much for calling back in. Thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. I appreciate everybody. Remember, brothers and sisters, it's very important that your mind controls your mechanics. That is how biology works. The day-to-day operations. And the day-to-day operations, the mechanics, that controls the medicine that is released into the body. You're designed by Source to self-medicate. Your ASMR should release. Your immune system is so powerful and so strong that when it is healthy, it has the ability to override any dis-ease, anything that's making you uneasy. And if you cannot override it, that means that there is a miscommunication somewhere, and usually it's in your mind. It could be diet, other things, but 99.999% of the time, the problem is with the mind. So, brothers and sisters, God bless you. You have the name written on the star that no man, woman, child can pronounce. May the sun, the sun, and the Ruach, the Pneuma, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, I'm the best, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, I'm the best, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Baby face, fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blot like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne piece. I'ma go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Fill the back, then Brinks truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, I'm the best, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money.
OGs try to show me how to sling that weed and make money. That's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path to your map. All that sell, keep money growing, stay on track. Go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG. Never soft like Pillow D. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original. Real OGs original.
When I was coming.